I guess the discussion would be, why do I select areas of interest and not call them supply and demand? So let me explain that to you now, okay? Every area on your screen where you see the stock retrace is not a supply and demand zone. The idea of supply and demand suggests that there is an overwhelming amount of supply or sellers and an overwhelming amount of demand or buyers sitting at different points on the chart on your screen. What makes a stock move is really more than just one thing or imbalance. All right. Now, when you look this up, most traders will agree that the reason stocks move is because of there's an imbalance somewhere in the market. Now, the reality is there is always an imbalance at every single price point. There is an imbalance. The market is just too big, too large. There's too much going on. So there's always one extra buyer versus one extra seller. There is always an imbalance. So when someone says to you that the reason this happens or that happens is because there's an imbalance, it's only half true, because there is always an imbalance. What they really mean is that the reason this stock popped or dropped is because of one word. All right, I'm going to give you a little bit of tip for those who haven't taken training. And this is covered in the advanced trainings. I'm going to give this to you now. All right. Why does a stock go up and down aggressively? Is there a buyer for every seller? Yes. Is there a seller for every buyer? Yes. You cannot sell any goods or services in any part of the economy without a buyer and a seller. A transaction has to take place. So if there is a buyer for every seller and a seller for every buyer, shouldn't a stock just chip in a tight area or a tight line, almost like a flat line? Shouldn't it just go chip, 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 up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down? Why does it drastically move up and down? Well, the reality is because of one word. Now, what's the difference between these three things? Water fountain, water holes, fire hydrant. What's the difference between those three things? Somebody already said it. Pressure. It's the amount of buying and selling pressure, the buildup, the influx, not just and only the imbalance. As a day trader, you need the pressure. You don't care about the imbalance because there's always an imbalance. You want the pops and drops. So you look for the indication, which is why we watch VIX and we look for volatility, because those signal pops and drops. They don't signal just a simple imbalance. VIX does not just signal, oh, this is supply and demand. No, it signals where you could get pops or drops or where pressure could pop into the market, which is why I give you the VIX levels, which is why this setup is superior. But most traders, you have to understand, that's why I put everyone through foundational knowledge, you have to understand how the market moves, why this thing is moving, the underlying fabric of the market. When you understand that, then you will know, just like, for example, King Dobby has become very successful at using my doji play, but it's not just because he sees a doji. It's like, okay, he understands, I see where this is lining up. Boom, take the trade, and then you get it. Boom, 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 boom. Then you get it. And you're like, man, how the heck? And you made your money, and you're done. And you're done. So, but you have to go through the fundamentals. You have to understand, folks, how to trade this. So if you're here for a day or two or a week, I don't care. Go through the training. Get the training. You don't have to give me credit. You don't, nothing. Just do yourself a favor and get the training. Just get the training, period. This training, and I can't do it. I've been advised by my team. I can't do it in, you know, live forever. I can't. It's not cost effective. It's not time effective anymore. There's just too many people. I didn't start the Discord with this in mind, okay? Everyone knows that. So the idea here, though, what I'll start to do is digital trainings, and then I'll just do the one-on-one separately, right? But this is stuff that we cover in training and other stuff we cover in one-on-ones. You have to understand the fundamentals of how the market moves. When you understand that, you'll understand, all right, I get it, all right? So this is why I do not trade. I am not a supply and demand zoned trader, all right? I'm not. Every area on your screen is not a supply and demand zone. We, retail traders, you are just a simple screen trader. You don't have HFT. You don't have special algorithms. You don't have a team behind you. You don't have analysts and quants. You are not capable of trading at a professional level at your home. You can't do it. You can only rely on what's on the screen. So you have to understand what's happening behind the scenes to give you an edge. If you use everything else that other traders are using, supply, demand, this ideology only, support, resistance, this ideology, let me put a million levels everywhere and they don't have any kind of bearing. Let me use a bunch of lagging indicators. If you use everything else, you will lose like everybody else. That's it. If you use everything else that everyone uses, you will lose like everything else. How is it that this guy, from very humble beginnings, didn't have anything growing up, how is it that he has a bead on the market? The reality is I have put the work and the time in this thing. I have lost a lot and gained a lot and put the work in. And I'm telling you, there is some truth in what people say here and there, but they lack the ability to connect it all. This is what I do. I connect it all and I fill in those gaps and I show you how to trade this thing effectively. All right. Then I show you how to scale to 5 figures per day, then 6 figures per day, 6 figures per month. That's it. And rinse and repeat. But if you get in your own way, if you rush, if you, you know, whatever impede your progress, then it's not going to happen. So, you know, that's just a long drawn out explanation as to why I'm not a supply and demand trader. What that area is that you see that I've sent you guys in the pics there, that shaded area, it's an area of interest because the volume in that area will eventually shift. And so when it shifts, it's no longer supply and demand. It's done. And we're on to another area, right? It's just an area of interest. As a day trader, you care about the move that's at hand. You don't care necessarily about the swing trader setup. A lot of traders are swing traders masquerading as day traders, or they're swing traders trying to be day traders, or they're day trading with swing trading methodologies. That's what they're doing. They're day trading with swing trading methodologies. So that's why they use the lagging indicators, because those lagging indicators for longer time frames can give you some kind of a setup. I get it. But we're talking day traders. Now, it's difficult to come out of the market profitable every single day. It's virtually impossible in many respects for retail traders. We're able to do it because we have a series of things working for us. And one of those things is I do not buy into the ideology of other traders. I don't pattern trade, I don't use lagging indicators, and I don't trade based on the ideology of supply and demand, that every area like that. There's more context to it. Half of that is true. The reason stocks move, yes, is because of an imbalance. However, there is always an imbalance at every single price point. What you are looking for is the amount of buying and selling pressure. We'll talk about that more in training.